The next patient is Ronald Mikkelson. The last name is M-I-C-K-E-L-S-O-N. It's the clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that is originally from Indiana. He's spending the winter down in Florida. Period. The patient has a history of pulmonary fibrosis that was treated with a kidney with a lung transplant in 2011. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function, and for that reason, the patient was switched from Prograft to sirolimus. The Bactrim was also discontinued, and the patient has shown that the estimated GFR was consistent with CKD stage 4. He has changed the sodium intake. He has changed to a plant-based diet. And we have noticed that there is improvement of the improvement of the kidney function. The serum creatinine that 5 months ago was 2.93 has come down to 1.62. The BUN is 29. The patient has currently a clearance that is 42.6, which is consistent with the CKD stage 3B. Period. We also notice that the patient has a normal albumin, but the proteinuria has increased to 1.4 grams in 24 hours. This proteinuria has also evidence in the urinalysis of granular cast, which is concerning. For that reason, we are going to give to the patient the laboratory workup copies for him to share this with the nephrologist in Indiana, since he's going back home in a couple of weeks. Number two, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is 5.7%. Number three, anemia, that is 11.9 grams percent with hematocrit 38.8 with a platelet count of 220,000. The patient has 66 neutrophils, 20 lymphocytes, 11 monocytes, 1 EO. The sirolimus level is 4.9. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 112 over 62. The body weight is 155 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a potassium that is under control. He doesn't have hyperkalemia any longer. We're going to give copies of the laboratory workup. The patient will be back for the next winter. We're gonna give an appointment in December. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.